Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everyone? This is PLR. This is The Cave Show. Thank you for joining us today. It is Friday. We are brought to you by the one, the only Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco in Chandler, Arizona, on Chandler Heights and Alma School. You can get down there. They will take care of you by getting any cigar. PLR and The Cave Show. It is Friday, and it is a great day to go to Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, where you can also become a club member, get a locker that backs up to a humidor, never ever worry about your sticks going bad. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, Chandler, Arizona, now serving beer and wine, located on Alma School in Chandler Heights. Again, let them know that PLR sent you. They will take 10% off of any cigar purchase that you may have. A lot of stuff happening today, folks. Thank you for hanging out on a Friday. Things that you need to know. Judge broken bone in his wrist. Wow, that really sucks. That a little bit. Actually, let's talk about that right now. Here's why the Yankees should not be worried or fret. Yes, I said the word fret. About Aaron Judge and his wrist. If you look at the standings right now, MLB standings, the Yankees are in second place behind the Red Sox, who are just on fire. They've been on fire since the season started. And the Yankees are technically 4.5 games back, but 3 games in the loss column. And I bet you always say, why do you say in the loss column? Because that's really what matters, the loss columns. Because if someone else played more games or played less games, they always tend to balance out by the time the season ends. But nevertheless, the Yankees are in second place. The Yankees have a pretty ahead of them with Aaron Judge out right now. So they're luckily the calendar has helped them with his injury. And that doesn't happen all the time. Now, I know they play the Red Sox like 48 more times before the season is over, because we know how that goes. Jesus Christ, they play each other a lot. But right now they're playing the Royals, and that's going to help them a lot, because these are teams that they should beat. They should beat the Royals. But getting past that, schedule's freezing on me. I had it right in front of me. I'm trying to tell you what they have coming up. They have the Royals. Then they have Baltimore for two. And then, like I said, they play the Red Sox for four. So that's going to be tough. But then they play my White Sox. They should, with or without Aaron Judge. They play Texas. They should beat. They got a makeup game against Tampa Bay, who's playing pretty well. Toronto, they just stole Jay Happ from them. And then they get Miami. Then they get Baltimore again. So if you want to really – and then they get the White Sox again. And they get Detroit. So if you really want to look at it between now and September 2nd, they really, really, truly a stretch of four games against the Red Sox that are considered real tough on the schedule. So – I wouldn't worry about the Yankees. They're in the playoffs, and you know that. The thing is, they want to win that division, obviously. It makes your life a whole lot easier. And it's kind of crazy how when you look at the American League, it's really three teams. Now, I know anything can happen in a one-game playoff, and I know anything can happen you know, once the playoffs in general get rolling. But we already know the Yankees, the Red Sox, and the Astros are the best teams in the American League. Seattle is a team everyone thought would go away. They didn't. The A's did what they always did. They got hot, but you never have to really worry about them because they're not going to go out and spend any money. You know, they're in a terrible economy market. They're in a tiny, tiny market. You know, the same market San Francisco's in, that's across the way, but they spend a lot of money, but the A's don't because they believe in Moneyball, but then they never want to win a title with the Moneyball because they never really go after anyone. But anyway, you know they're not going to spend any money. And Cleveland, they're the best team in the worst in a bad division, the worst division in the American League. So it basically boils down to this. Boston, New York, and Houston are in the playoffs. Cleveland obviously is in the playoffs because they're going to win their weak division. And then who's going to join those teams? Will it be Seattle? Will it be Oakland? Will the Angels, catch fire with Ohtani and Trout and Pujols? Don't know. But the Yankee fans, don't worry. Judge will be back for when it actually counts. Gary Sanchez will be back for when it actually counts. And you guys will be fine. You're stealing every pitcher in the league, whether you need them or not, to stop them from going to Boston. So we shall see. Jumping over to the National League, Philadelphia just won't fade, y'all. They just won't do it. They're still in the battle in a division with the Braves. The Chicago Cubs are kind of flexing their muscles, if you want to call it that. They're 6-4 in the last 10, but they're now 18 games over 500. And they're starting to play like the Cubs. They have the best run differential in the National League. And, you know, it was just a matter of time there before the Cubs became the Cubs. Now, obviously, them and the Dodgers are going to be the class of the National League. The Dodgers, again, not a team that's afraid to go out and spend money. We saw that by them signing Manny Machado. So it's basically going to come down to those two teams. Are the Phillies, are the Braves, are the Brewers, are the Rockies, are the Diamondbacks going to go out and be spenders? Now, I'm still upset with the Diamondbacks. I know I need to let it go. Grudges do nothing for nobody. But they had J.D. Martinez right here. And from everything that I've read, everything I've heard, everything I know, everyone I've spoken to, that are close to the Diamondbacks, they could have had J.D. Martinez. They just needed to open their wallets a little bit more, and they weren't willing to do it. This is why I do not believe they should go out and try to find another rental player. Do not give up more prospects. You had him. You let him go. What I think the Diamondbacks should do is they should go after Bryce Harper. Whoa. I said it, but not in a trade. Don't give up more prospects. Because realistically, you're a good team. You're not a great team. Pitching is solid. It's not great. Your hitting is suspect. Don't give up prospects. Wait till the offseason. If you make a good run, you make a good run in the playoffs. If you don't, and you didn't, and you could hang your hat on, well, we didn't have all the bats that we had last year. We didn't hit the way we wanted to hit this year. There's a ton of excuses out there if the Diamondbacks don't go far, but I will tell you this. I think it's time for them to really make a move and really do something big and really show that this is the fifth largest city in the United States and you have to make a splash. Go after Bryce Harper at the end of the year. I mean, I think it's great. Paul Goldschmidt is sitting again. Yeah, there was a time he was batting about 212, 213. He's got that all the way up to 277. David Peralta hitting about 290. AJ Pollock is back. He's had a good year. You know, obviously he got hurt for some, but when he's in the lineup, he's playing well. But you got to drop a long ways down to find your next guy that's supposed to be hitting really well, and that's Jake Lamb. And Jake Lamb is only batting 222. Nick Abed may be the best defensive shortstop in the league, but he's anemic when he's hitting. He's only hitting 234. And I might be one of Nick Ahmed's biggest fans, but you got to give a little bit more. And Steven Souza Jr., the person that's supposed to replace J.D. Martinez, been hurt off and on all year, but he's still batting 240. Go spend the money. everyone talked about the murderous role they have in New York when Sanchez and Judge are healthy and Stanton, excuse me, when they're all healthy and they're all hitting. Could you imagine what the D-backs roster would look like, that hitting lineup, if you had to face a Goldie, a Lamb, and a Harper back to back to back? That would just absolutely be incredible. I mean, when you really start to think about this, guy, that Bryce Harper's not having his greatest batting average year. I know that. So before you say, well, he's only hitting two, he's not, he wouldn't be hitting behind Goldie or behind Lamb or in front of Goldie or in front of Lamb or however you want to do it. But when you look at the Diamondbacks' batting average, and Zach Greinke has a better batting average than Ketel Marte, Steven Souza Jr., Nick Ahmed, Jake Lamb, John Ryan Murphy, John Jay, Chris Owings, Jared Dyson. You shouldn't have that. Well, he doesn't have as many games played. He doesn't have as many at-bats. He's hitting 250. Those other guys aren't hitting 250. I don't want my pitcher, and I'm just being honest with you, I don't want my pitcher in 40 at-bats against my right fielder with 100 at-bats to have half as many doubles. To have one less home run. To have six less RBI. That's not a good look. So you got to make a splash. You got to make a splash. And I say the splash comes in Bryce Harper, but not in a trade. Wait till the offseason. Do not give up. Do not give up all of your prospects to get someone that's going to be on the free agent market when you legitimately, realistically, do not really have a shot at making a deep run in the playoffs. Okay, I want to address something here real quick, and I know it's been a everybody has to. People want to get on all the time. We know LeBron is the person that started the moving in the NBA. We know. Yes. LeBron as a grown man. But at the time when I said, I can't believe he left Cleveland to go to win a. And then I started thinking about it. This man, good friend. He ruined things. CJ McCollum. And that didn't go too well. You know, I all want one at a time. You may as well have been an 8 seed in the playoffs. When C.J. McCollum talked about they have a good team that could possibly win a title. But he's the person performing. So him laughing, I guess, carrying the weight a lot of people's feelings. Because they got all, as you know, all in their feelings looking for Kiki. Look. Go back to OKC and win a title or prove himself. I have to go to New York to put New York. He take him to the finals. He doesn't have who he's worth. It's really getting kind of old. Well, KD can have this rebirth chapter. Don't so hard on him about going to Golden State. Let me one more time. Well, bang. In those finals. He was the MVP of the finals. Twice. It to him either way, but KD wasn't carried at points
protect the Warriors. This after the Warriors and all this. But this kid on hopped on. Let me ask you a question. Look, if I went back to Cleveland, went back to Kyrie Irving, he'd been in a trade to bring Kevin Love in. He went back and had all of his power inside. And then think about it. They got LeBron and had all the guys that he picked. He's still in Cleveland. Do you really want to? A lot of people say, well, if this had happened, he wouldn't have even won. Well, let's just be honest about this. When Cleveland won, came back from a 3-1 deficit and beat the Golden State Warriors, came back from 3-1 down, it helped Golden State realize that they needed to do something different. They did. Klay, Steph, Dre, they were great. Yeah, but Harrison Barnes was on a milk carton the whole time. And you show up to them, hey, look, yeah, we could probably squeeze off another, and maybe he'll squeeze off some shots that'll go in and play a little bit better and not play like Casper the Friendly Ghost and be out there where only a few people can see him but not doing anything. But they had an opportunity to sign one of the top five players in the NBA at that position. So what you're telling me is they should have said, no, Kev, look, hey, man, don't come play here. That'd be unfair to everyone else. What the hell kind of bull crap is that? Are we talking Yankees right now? Hey, Yanks, don't go out and get a J.A. Happ. That's not fair. Hey, this offseason, you shouldn't have got Giancarlo Stanton. That's really not fair. You probably had enough bats anyway. Hey, Red Sox, don't go get J.D. Martinez. You were that good without him anyway. Hey, Astros, what did you go get Verlander for? You probably would have been good without him. That's unfair to everyone else. What the hell kind of thinking is that? Oh, I get it. Those guys were all traded except J.D. Martinez. That's different. The management controlled it. Back in the old days, that's how it went. Well, it's not the old days. Guys have freedom. They have freedom of movement. They can go where they're happy. KD, I left OKC and went to New York the first time. Oh, that would have been fine. If KD would have left and went to Washington and played with Bradley Beal and played with John Wall, oh, he went home. That would have been fine. What if he would have went to Cleveland and joined LeBron? Oh, that would have been fine. This summer, if KD had left OKC and went to L.A. to play with LeBron, oh, that would have been fine. But he can't go to Golden State because Golden State beat his team. That's the stupidest crap I've ever heard. And anyone that says it to me, I will throw them to their face. That's the stupidest crap I ever heard. Oh, KD's too sensitive. He's all up in his feelings. He tweets at people that he shouldn't tweet at. I can give you a list of athletes that tweets out back at fans. That's KD is not the reason the milk spilled in your refrigerator last night. Get over it, get off him. He does not anywhere else to prove his self worth. If he goes, he goes. If he doesn't, he doesn't. That's not him. That's flashing now. Clint Capella and the Rockets have reached a deal. That's according to the four letters. Adrian Wojnarowski, and I know I just jacked up his name, years, $90 million. So, hey, let me ask you a question, unrelated to KD. What happens if Atlanta changes their mind and says, you know what, Carmelo, we're not going to buy you out. We know you want your full $28 million. So guess what? You're an Atlanta Hawk. How funny would that be? How funny would that be?
Because everyone is trying to get Carmelo to take less than his $28 million. Carmelo's not trying to take less than his $28 million. So Atlanta's probably just going to have to eat that salary. It's off their books next year. Anyway, Atlanta's not trying to win right now. It doesn't matter to them. But how funny would that be if Carmelo says, you can't buy me out? And Atlanta says, well, hell, because we're paying you $28 million. Welcome to Buckhead, buddy. Switching up football, good God, good Lord. This Anthem thing is driving me absolutely crazy. Everyone knows that it's been hijacked by politicians. The reason that Colin Kaepernick knelt had nothing to do with patriotism, all that. We don't have to replay all this, whatever. Here's what the NFL should have done the first time he knelt, and I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again. It should have said, look, that we appreciate what you're trying to do. We understand that this isn't the platform we want to do it. We can't allow you to do that during games, so you're going to have to stand. Period. But they didn't. Now it's dragging out. So now we're in a holding phase until everyone can come to a conclusion. The players don't like being told that this is what you absolutely have to do. And I understand people in the business world saying, well, if you go to work for Bob Sandwiches and Bob tells you these are the rules, then you have to do it. Yeah, but Bob Sandwiches doesn't have a collective bargaining agreement between players and owners. Everything they do has to be collectively bargained. The owners will always end up with the upper hand because they're the owners. They're the ones with the money. And in the long run, they're the ones that take all the financial risk. The players are the ones that put their bodies on the line. So they want to feel like they have a piece of this pie, a say-so in the kitchen, just a little bit, even though we know that they really don't. So they're not too happy about just being told. But for all these people that just say, well, if you're going to work for Bob's Country Diner, well, hell, Bob can tell you what to do. You're damn right Bob can tell you what to do. Because you went to work for Bob, and Bob is going to say what there is. And when you sign out with Bob, you didn't sign a contract, one. Two, you didn't collectively bargain, and there is no union to collectively bargain what you wanted to do. So that's really just the stupidest argument as well. But they got to come to something. There's a preseason game next Thursday, the Hall of Fame game. I'm just waiting to see what they come to. Work something out. And the politicians need to shut the hell up. Let this way. Stop hijacking it. Stop using it for your own ploy. Stop using it for your own reelection bids. Stop using it for that. Stop calling players unpatriotic. Stop all that bullcrap. Let them work it out. Can't believe Friday is here already. Make sure you're following us up at Sports Cave, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. From the Cave is always with a K, and make sure you're getting us at thesportscave.com. What Cave is always with a K. A lot going on next week, and we will try to get you into everything. You can also get me at directly on Twitter at PLOnSports. Always a pleasure. Never know what I'm going to tweet about, though. Until then, I hope everyone has a great weekend. We'll be back here Monday, and we'll do this all over again. Until then, this is The Cave Show. This is PLR. Everyone, take care.